Crit Chat began meeting every third Thursday of the month last summer as a way for local artists to display their work and get constructive feedback from fellow creatives at the same time. Muncie visual artist Holly Lay helps organize the show and says it's a way of adding more depth to creative work.
We started it because we missed the way crits were at school, in art school, and kind of continued it here.
Lay says a lot of the emphasis from Crit Chat is on helping artists develop their concepts and their work, as opposed to just putting it up in a gallery. Michael Duquette owns and operates a vintage arts and antique store in Muncie, and had several pieces on display in the show. As a regular participant in Crit Chat, he says it's been successful in providing opportunities for young artists to display their work.
To get the younger people more excited about being able to show their work that's not traditionally an Indiana type of art, which, you know, is landscape and that kind of. It's nice to see the different types of art all in one place.
Ball State graduate student and Muncie Makes Lab co-curator Kevin Miller says Muncie Makes hosts the show to have what he calls a Muncie-centric space for artists to grow together.
We actually weren't going to have an opening this month, but we reached out and said, do you guys actually want to keep your work here? And they were ecstatic because this is some of the first times these people have actually like had their work in galleries.
Miller says Muncie Makes wants a unified approach to showing art, reaching out to everybody they can from local veterans to elementary students. In Muncie, Keegan Beresford, IPR News.